The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Are you part of a family in crisis? Whether your troubles are acute, like a suddenly uncovered affair, an arrest, or financial collapse, or chronic, with the kind of pressure that slowly grinds loving hearts into dust, it's time to be encouraged, because this is your place for healing. Welcome to Heart Menders, where we help you see what's poisoning your relationships and give you the universal antidote. Now, here's the host of Heart Menders, Carol Gordon.
This is News Radio 1000 KTOK, Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guest today is Linda Caswell of Concerned Women of America. She is the state director for Oklahoma. Linda, tell us something about Concerned Women of America.
Well, Concerned Women for America was started in 1979 by Mrs. Beverly LaHaye. And actually, in 1978, she was at her home watching a Barbara Walters special with Betty Friedan, who is the founder of National Organization for Women. And at the end of the program, Barbara Walters said that Mrs. Friedan represented all the women in America. And Mrs. LaHaye said, she doesn't represent anyone that I know or myself. So in 1979, she started Concerned Women for America. And at that time, it was in California. We are the nation's largest public policy organization for women. And we are now headquartered in Washington, D.C. We have six issues that we concentrate on, and those issues are family, sanctity of life, education, pornography, religious liberty, and national sovereignty. And what we do is we lobby on these issues. CWA believes that the marriage consists of one man and one woman. We seek to protect and support the biblical design of marriage and the gift of children. Then the second issue is sanctity of life, and we support the protection of all innocent human life from conception until natural death. This includes the consequences resulting from abortion. Then the third one is education, and we support the reform of public education by returning authority to parents. Pornography, we endeavor to fight all pornography and obscenity. And then for religious freedom, we support the God-given rights of individuals in the United States and other nations to pray, worship, and express their beliefs without fear of discrimination or persecution. And the last one is our national sovereignty. And we believe that neither the United Nations nor any other international organization should have the authority over the United States in any area. We also believe that the United States has the right and duty to protect and secure our national borders.
Well, that's a wonderful stand and very biblical. So since you are a state director, that's telling me that there's things that we can do here in our state. And I know that there are probably a lot of women that are concerned about these issues. They see things happening to their children, to their family, that didn't happen to when they were growing up, and they're really concerned, but they don't know what one person could do. Well, you, by joining with a group, you can make a big effect. Have you been the state director very long?
I became the state director officially last August, and I moved from Bartlesville to Oklahoma City so I could be close to the legislature and so we could build the organization up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're in the process of trying to build up the number of prayer chapters that we have in the state, because that's the foundation of any ministry.
Very good. Tell us about the prayer chapters.
Well, the prayer chapters can meet once a month or every week. We have a time where we have a devotion, and then we talk about the issues that have come up since the last time that chapter met, and then we pray. And it's over these six issues that I just discussed. So we're now looking for prayer chapter leaders.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this is an opportunity for women who have a heart for prayer to feel that their prayers are focused and doing something for their nation. Because anybody that has a good heart for family, for the nation, for God, once he tells us that we are to live in peace, we're to pray for the authorities over us so that we can live a peaceful life. And everything that happens at every level of society affects all the other levels.
Yes.
So we need to begin with prayer so we have the Lord's direction on what we do. But then we don't just fold our hands and leave it all to him, because often he gives us directions of exactly something to do, someone to talk to, someone to help educate. Maybe they haven't seen a particular a facet of a problem. I teach that truth is like a belt. Scripture tells us it's a belt of truth. But most of us are like belt loops. We only see our part. And until we get a better view and are willing to communicate with the other belt loops and even go higher and see Father's whole picture, we won't know what truth is. So you're helping people to get more viewpoints so they can know the whole picture and really be accurate in what they see as truth, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Right.
And our prayer chapters also have an action part. We call them prayer action chapters. So we have an area where each chapter decides on a ministry that they want to help. So we go out in the community and help it at rape crisis centers or pregnancy crisis centers.
Oh, that's wonderful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guest today is Linda Caswell of Concerned Women for America, and we're talking about what women can do to make a difference in our culture wars. Linda, how did you get involved with the CWA?
Oh, it's just been a little over 2 years ago. I had been apolitical before that, and I started signing online petitions with a different organization, and then the Lord just started working on me that I needed to get more involved. So I went to Concerned Women for America website, which is cwfa.org, and I clicked on what they call Project 535, not knowing what that was, and that is their lobbying program. And anyone is eligible to do this. You have to fill out an application, and then you go to Washington, D.C., and they have 7 days a year where you go and you learn how to lobby. So the first couple of times you go and just observe, and then after that they put you with a partner who is more seasoned. And so I became involved in Project 535, and at that time I was living in Kansas, so I started a prayer chapter there. And that's how we all get started if you're in leadership. So then after, it was about 6 or 7 months, and we moved to Oklahoma, and I found out there wasn't a state director. And so we went through the process of applying. They asked me if I would become the state director, and we filled out the papers. And so I'm here in Oklahoma City.
And so you just start by doing, but there's a training process. You're not just plowing ground all on your own.
Right.
That's good, because a lot of people are hesitant to just know what to do. If they had something in their heart, they don't really know how to go about it. So by getting on the website, learning more about it, and then contacting, I think you did some prayer work in Washington too, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. And the first time I went to Washington, D.C., when I learned how to lobby, I was only there for a day and a half, and it was like a window opened up. So then I was there for 2 weeks, and I got to see our headquarters and meet all the staff, and they're very dedicated. We are under their authority, which is really a good thing. It's a very stable organization. They've never had to take anything back, any statement that they've made, and that's because they study the issues before mm-hmm. they say anything. Mm-hmm. So that's when I became really involved, was during that 2 week stay. And like I said, we have a dedicated and very knowledgeable staff. So I was trained by our field director, Kenda Bartlett. And then at the state level, I will be training all the people who are going to become leaders, prayer chapter leaders, and steering committee.
So you don't, people can do it here locally. They don't have to go to Washington.
Right. And
that makes it more available, it doesn't it? Well, that's wonderful. I know that there are so many ways that our liberties have slipped over the last 50 years, and that many more people are concerned, and a lot more people wake up every day and think, what is happening to my world? Yes. And why is this going on? And if we as believers don't stand up and take notice and do something, at the very minimum pray, and be willing then to speak out in private groups. But sometimes people don't know even what to say, even to their friends. And so if with your training, they would even learn how to be more comfortable talking about issues, wouldn't they?
Yes.
So that's very important. I think it's wonderful that you train people in that area. I know that I come in contact with things from time to time. I'm better now than I used to be, but I would think, boy, if I could just say something and knew what to say that would be the right thing, maybe I could have helped here. Now I'm more familiar with issues and I'm able to speak up, but used to I would just go away and think, boy, if I had just said da-da-da-da-da, you know, it might have made a difference in someone's life, because we all want to help and we all want to feel that we're contributing to the good of our community, the life of our family. And I think it is just wonderful that you are doing this here in Oklahoma. I think in times past, but it's been quite a while, there has been a chapter here before a long time ago, but not for many years. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've had active leadership here. But one thing I like about our organization is that we are a vessel to get the information out to the people. And so I hear from the national level every day about things that are going on there. And then we study things going on at the state level and get that out to the people.
That's wonderful, because we can't help if we don't know. Well, we're going to a break now. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest is Linda Caswell today. You're listening to HeartMenders on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK, HeartMenders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol Gordon, and we're talking with Linda Caswell about the areas in which Concerned Women for America are involved in. She is the state director, if you're just tuning in, and has been on the job for almost a year. But we don't just back into this sort of thing, do we, Linda? I know must be a reason why you wanted to get involved. The Lord was leading you because of some issues in your life. Why were you? Do you feel He put you in this position?
Well, part of the reason that I'm the state director is because I wanted to be able to make a difference in our nation and in the lives of people. Especially in the area of sanctity of life. I know what it's like to be on the other side, and before I came to know the Lord in 1991, I had a very different lifestyle. And I'm one who actually went through an abortion. And at that time, I was very hard-hearted. It was 1984, and I didn't care. I was addicted to alcohol and drugs, and I guess I was like hard-hearted Hannah. So I felt like I could help prevent that through working through the legislature,
yes,
to make laws against abortion. It was a terrible experience, but when you're in drugs and alcohol, you have a veil before your face. And when I went in there, they don't give any kind of counseling. If you go into an abortion clinic, they're going to give you abortion counseling. And that's what happened. And I was not a child. I was 30 years old. But so I went through this so-called counseling and paid the fee. And while I was there, I remember all these women, there were probably 30 women in a room waiting to have an abortion. And some of them told me that they were there having their third or fourth abortion. So if we say that that's used as a means of contraception, it is. And some people don't believe that, but that's what I heard from yes. these ladies. And we were in this room waiting to go through the procedure, and you could hear the screams of the women who are going through this process. And then they lead you back to this little dark room, and it's a very painful thing physically, but emotionally it is too. Although at that time, when I came out of that procedure, I didn't have any feelings of guilt. And after their period of recovery for an hour or whatever it was, I would sit there and I could see all these young women begin to weep. Immediately, they felt the guilt of what they had done. I went straight to a bar, and that was my way of dealing or not dealing with it. And they say that there are no victims, but there are. There's yes. the baby and there's the mother. And in my own case, it was 7 years later when I came to know the Lord that it hit me what I had done. And I knew.
And often there's another victim, the father.
Yes.
Because many men are equally affected.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them want to have their children, and they don't have a choice because the mother goes in and succumbs to that deceit that's there. 1991, when I came to know the Lord, I knew that God had forgiven me. There were people who came alongside of me, and I did get some counseling. And so for years, I was able to help women, even in the church. They say one out of every four women have had an abortion, and a lot of times it's just not covered. It's not discussed, and I think it's because people don't know how to handle that. Well, about 3 years ago, I went to a ministry session, and I was actually one of the ministers, but one of the people there said, I think that there's someone we really need to pray for, and I knew that it was me, and I didn't know why. But all of a sudden, I started remembering from 1984 what happened that day and then that night when I went home. And one of the ministers said, we know that God has forgiven you, but have you forgiven yourself? Well, searching inside, no. And 21 years was what it took before I received total healing.
Oh, my.
So that's partly why I'm doing this, because of out of the pain of the past and knowing I've been forgiven, but I want to be able to help other women, even those who can't see what they're doing is wrong, through the legislature and through personal contact.
Oh, that's so wonderful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guest today is Linda Caswell of the Concerned Women for America. And we're talking about the things in life that bring us to the place where we know the healing touch of God and are enabled then to reach out and help touch other lives. And that's the way that all of us need to address the issues of our life. We don't need to keep hiding things from ourselves or from people or from the Lord, because His loving kindness brings us to Him and completely forgives us, and He keeps working with us until all the old issues are cleansed and we can walk in wholeness. He paid for us. to walk in wholeness. And Linda's a wonderful example of the redemptive power of God.
Yeah. Amen. I'm so grateful to the Lord. The scripture that we have for Concerned Women for America of Oklahoma is Psalm 68:5, and it says that He is the Father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land.
Amen.
And so He is our Father.
Amen. He is our Father. He is a good father.
Yes,
he is a good father. He invented fatherhood. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, and He knows how to design families. He knows how to teach men to be fathers and women to be mothers in the most healthy way. So we are really grateful. I so appreciate your being willing to share what you're doing, what the Concerned Women of America are banding together to do nationally and here in Oklahoma. And I'm so glad that you can help other women to get involved if they have. Maybe they've been through something and feel like they would like to make amends in some way, or whatever their motivation is, whatever God is leading them to do, they can get in touch with you, with Concerned Women of America. Your website, I believe, is www.cwfa.org.
Yes.
And there's a list of states there, and you can click on Oklahoma, or you can call Linda at 918-331-6286. That's 918-331-6286. And the website, again, is www.cwfa.org. HeartMenders is here to encourage you to seek answers for your life. You can have all the help from heaven that you will pursue. You can expand your hope for a good family life. HeartMenders has weekly meetings Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May. You can get details on HeartMenders, Heart Mentors, our men's ministry, Hope for the Hopeless, our community ministry, at heartmenders.org. Or by calling 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We have other timely events and seminars as well. Don't struggle alone. Call for the same number, 495-HOPE, for prayer support. When visiting the website, be sure to click on the link for a free gift. Linda, I want to thank you so much for sharing with us today and letting us know about the CWA and about things that women can get involved in to be a blessing. I know you've given us a lot to think about, and I bless you in your mission. Many thanks to our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition, for helping us to reach you. I appreciate the help of our producer, Jeff Gullett. And thanks to you for listening today and for having an open heart to receive new insights. You are the reason for this broadcast. Your Heavenly Father desires that you see truth from His perspective and that you be blessed and healed. I pray that though you and those you love will find healing for your brokenness, light where you've had darkness, and truthful answers for life's challenging questions. I bless you in all your footsteps this week. Next week, Linda will be my guest again, and we will have a great time. Please tune in on News Radio 1000 KTOK, HeartMenders, where hearts and lives are changed.